Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A Wyville man was struck and killed on Georgia Pacific Road Wednesday by a hit-and-run driver who was eventually arrested. A South Carolina woman has been charged with felony death by vehicle and driving while impaired in the case. David Jackson was part of a work crew taking a break around lunchtime when Chloe Sagendorf, age 27, allegedly crossed the center line at a high rate of speed and struck him. Sagendorf was later arrested by Wyville police. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A Tabor City man will not face charges after driving one of the three vehicles that struck and killed Jarrell McMillan on October 26. The Highway Patrol said Entrell Moore of Tabor City contacted authorities and said that he thought he'd struck an animal in the roadway in the early morning incident. Troopers are still looking for two other motorists. Two men were airlifted after a collision between a tractor trailer and a farm truck on Tuesday. Trooper C. Hernandez of the Highway Patrol said the wreck on Old 76 happened when a truckload of sweet potatoes failed to stop at an intersection. They drove into the back of an 18-wheeler, causing the tractor trailer to overturn. The road was closed for hours while the wreck was cleared. Chief Doug Ipock is retiring from the Wyville Police Department. He announced his retirement Tuesday at City Council. The Craven County native will retire in February with 30 years in law enforcement. Governor Roy Cooper has commuted the life sentence for a convicted murderer from Robeson County. George Lassane, age 47, has served 30 years in prison on a life sentence. He killed Larry McCormick when he was 17 years old. In addition to earning his GED and college diploma, Lassane has become a mentor in the prison system and is a faith leader behind bars. He'll be released later this month. The commutation was one of four, along with two pardons, that were announced Wednesday by the governor. The 17th Annual Carolina Youth Challenge is Saturday in Winnebago. There's a training contest at 12:30, followed by the Yep Dog training class at 2:30, bench show at 3:30, and a one-hour hunt at 7 p.m. The event includes meals and snacks and is free for all youth. The grand prize is a 2024 Polaris Sportsman 450 ATV. The four highest-scoring hound teams in the 7 p.m. hunt will go back out for a final cast for the grand prize. For more information, call 910-640-9269 or 910-619-6108. There's a bake sale Saturday at the Museum of Natural Sciences in Wyville from 2 to 4 p.m. Proceeds from the sale will go to the North Carolina Natural Homeschool Co-op and the museum. A variety of homemade treats will be available. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department has a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday through November, starting at 7 p.m. Food is available each night. Only stock guns are allowed. Transformation Church has their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. It's $5 per shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. There's hot dogs and drinks available as well. The shoot is held at 9955 James B. White Highway South. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th, starting at 7 p.m. Those shoots will be held through December 23rd at the Veterans Memorial Park. Remember to let us know when and where you're hosting a turkey shoot, and we'll get it on our schedule. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.